This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I am with you.
Yeah, I put my Prize Picks money on that too.
Ooh.
Like I took some mores on DeMontis.
You got a lineup ready? I haven't created my lineup yet, man. What's your lineup?
Yeah, I got it. Let me pull it up for you right here. Prize Picks. I think I only played this game if I remember correctly. Let's see. We got Dennis at 17.5 points and assist. Mm. Took the more. DeMontis Sabonis, 10.5 field goal attempts. I took the more. I told you, like, I expect
field
him to be active.
Yeah,
field goal attempts.
That sounds good. Yeah.
I took the more. Shea, this was a goblin. I kind of feel cheap on this one. 24.5. Took the more. Obviously, it's a goblin. I don't think you can even take the less. Zach LaVine at 21.5. I took the more.
I just hopped on that, too.
I took the more.
Yeah,
this wasn't the riskiest lineup I've ever played. It's a $20 bet that pays out $100. I even did the flex play on it. But I might get involved with those Peacock games tonight or those NBC games. There's a couple. We got Giannis tonight. We got the Warriors tonight. There's a couple of games here I might get involved with outside of the Kings.
I think another one that I'm going to have here for this Kings game is I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to go with 3 3-pointer made plays. Going Malik Monk.
Wait, what?
Three 3-pointer made plays.
So Okay.
Malik Monk, 1.5 3-pointers made. That's a goblin. I'm going more. DeMar DeRozan, also a goblin. 0.5 3-pointers made. Obviously going more. And the aforementioned Aaron Wiggins. 2.5 3-pointers made. It's a demon. I'm going more with it. I'm going more. You combine that with Zach LaVine, 21.5 points. I'm going more. And SGA with the Goblin at 24.5 points. I got an all more lineup again.
Okay.
Going with it, man. You can make your own lineup or do the same thing that we just did. Just follow our plays. Just download the Prize Picks app. Put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Once again, put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 to your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to PrizePicks.com for more details. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Nobody listened. They did it earlier, and they got whistled for a false start. So we have.
So all everyone so who did it when I started talking got whistled for a false start?
No, they did it at like 12 o'clock.
What?
Oh, see, they tried to. No, so I think Polo L is actually the only one. Where's the deputy commissioner? Because I know Russ Dog did it early.
I don't know. This whole
I think Secure and the Carter did it early.
I didn't see them do it early, so I just thought they were fine.
Okay, well.
If Secure and Russ did
Russ. We'll go with Russ. I thought Russ did it early, but.
If you saw him, like, you're ref as well. Like, this is your league.
Your league is being investigated by the feds. Got Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier over here. Did you see the Terry Rozier story?
No.
The tax lien?
No.
They said that same year, it wasn't last season, it was the season before that famous clip emerged from, maybe it was last season.
The Cavs game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he has a $8.5 million tax lien.
Oh.
Did we look up Terry Rozier's dollars? I'm sure it's been said a million times.
I don't think we did.
Since
I think
all
he was supposed
this.
To make like $27 million this season.
Yeah, and he's getting it all, too.
Well, he's not suspended. He's on leave. It's not the same thing. Terry Rozier, 10 years in the league, $160.4 million.
That's what I would have guessed.
I know. I was going to say.
Count it
for Jesse.
I said it first.
Count there was no Jesse. Music played, so nothing counts. Stop.
You're right. Casey's right. So I'll count it for Jesse.
This is not retroactive, man.
Count it for Jesse.
I hate this league, man. It's conspiracy. They just got Jesse shooting 22 free throws every game.
Don't foul me.
Don't foul. So we'll settle down, Devin Carter. $160 million. And this, see, this is what we talked about, man. Like an $8.5 million tax lien. You know how bad you have to F up to have that?
Yeah.
Because that's probably not, that's probably multiple years with multiple penalties, which is penalties percentages. Man.
I don't know if the brother's going, I don't know if it's going to happen for him as far as staying out of the jail.
Cut that 160 straight in half to 80.
Yeah.
Take another 10 off agent fees, all of those different things. Now you're at 70 and managed to land an $8 million plus tax lien. And of course, all of this stuff, that could have nothing to do with anything.
Right.
But all of this stuff added up, like Chauncey Billups' remark about letting the chips fall where they may, it got nothing to do with nothing. But it looks crazy.
Right. Don't say anything resembling that in that situation.
Don't sing the gambler. Don't talk about know when to hold them. Don't when to fold them. Don't talk about poker. Don't make analogies. Don't do any of that. Because I guarantee you there are internet sleuths that are going through every interview Chauncey ever did as a player, as an analyst, and as a coach to try. Oh, we should have known. We should have known.
The signs were there.
That's funny we say that. I was thinking about this morning. The signs were there for the Kings falling apart last season. I kept thinking about...
In hindsight, for sure.
I kept thinking about the Mike Brown extension. And I feel like we failed. 'Cause we should have known the second that was signed, when we saw the dollar figure, which was perfectly reasonable, especially for a guy of, you know, Mike's tenure in the league. What the hell took so long to get to this number? Because if it had been low, it would have been like, oh man, God, what they really were going at it over. Or if it had been high, like, oh, I could see it. What the number was, what was the delay? Right. And I was walking around, I felt stupid. I was like, we missed it.
Yeah.
Like, it was right there in front of us, and we missed it.
And we could talk about it later. Was it as simple as the players didn't want him and Monty wanted him to come back? And Monty and Fox, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Jason, I can't wait to talk to Jason Jones next.
Gosh.
Been waiting
He's
all day.
He's got something to do. He's got something to do.
No, he'll be with us. Confirmation. Be right there, guys. He just sent it. Jason Jones next on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Jason Jones set to join us coming up here in just a few minutes. The professor, Jason Jones from The Athletic / New York Times.
Sorry, guys. Tried to get him off the show. They wouldn't let me do it. I tried, man. I tried.
I think Will would love to hear what Jason Jones has to say.
Do you think I give a damn what Will would want to hear?
Yeah, one of our most supportive listeners. I think you would absolutely care what Will.
Well, you thought wrong. I don't give a damn what Will wants to hear. The rest of my people don't want to hear this nonsense from Dodgerville. I'm trying to talk to the rest of my people.
Jason Jones is an esteemed professor who teaches the young how to be journalists. Wow.
Scooter.
You always eager.
Scooter said it. Listening to the streets.
You always eager to keep a black man down. Whether it's a black journalist, black coach, it don't even matter. Kenny just trying to keep him down. But Jason's not here yet, so I'm beginning to wonder if he really thought.
That would be hilarious. Yes.
Oh, nice. Got the day off. Sick.
That's hilarious.
Real quick, to Shohei Ohtani in his last two home games, 7-for-7, 5 home runs, 6 walks, 10 Ks, and 6 innings pitched.
Oh, my God. Yo, Who's putting up crazier numbers right now? Shohei or Wimby?
Shohei.
But Dev, just the fact that we have to think about it.
Yeah, no, it's a legit something. It's a legit something. It's legit. What was Wimby last night? Like 7 of 8 from the field?
Yeah, 7 of 8. I think 25 points. Might have been 24 points.
He ain't even got to shoot the ball. And he getting
25. He just get points.
He just ain't even got to shoot the ball. He getting 25 points. I saw a graphic yesterday that there are – Wimby has 18 blocks. Well, going into the game, he had 18 blocks on the season.
Mm-hmm.
There was like 5 teams that have more than that.
Mm.
There were 5 teams in the league that had more than 18 blocks.
That's
the crazy. Other 25 or whatever are below Wimby. Crazy. That's ironically, insane. The Kings were on that list. The Kings had the same amount of blocks as Wimby.
Yeah, I mean, everybody wanted block shots and rim protection. Well, you got it.
Wimby gets the Spurs as a top 4 seed. I think MVP says.
Oh, crap.
Oh, he's here. Been waiting all day. Look at that smile on my man's face. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how's everybody doing? Everybody get enough sleep last night?
Jason, how was your night last night?
Well, hold on, Jay. Hold on. Wait. No, they're calling. They're texting me right now.
No one's texting
you. Jay, I told you, bro. Like we were overbooked today, man.
No one's
my bad.
Texting you.
My bad. You didn't have to pull up, man. We got people waiting right now.
No one's there.
Coy LeRae, she's about to come on the show.
Coy LeRae gets here at 5.
Yeah, man. Kenny was texting me all during the game last night. You know,
this is not
man.
True.
He's like, man, where did we find this Klein kid? God, this guy's amazing. You know, it was. Yeah, man. You know. Didn't get a whole lot of sleep. I had to get the kids to school in the morning still, but it was worth it, you know. It was fun. I mean,
speak for
kind
yourself.
Of capped a great sports weekend for Kenny. You extend it, you know. You know, it was Dodgers won 2 out of 3. Austin Reeves dropped 51 for his leg show. I mean, hell of a week for Kenny.
Absolutely.
He was at the Laker game in person, too.
I was at the Kings game. I was at the Kings game. What are we talking about?
You're at the Laker game. I mean, you know, yeah. I heard about that, man. Yeah. Up there just in awe of Austin Reeves. Yeah. Yeah, it's got to suck that, you know, team comes in, half the team injured. There's only one guy who can score. They let him get 51.
Okay. Hey, now you're going a little too far. We don't need that.
Us Laker, you know, hey, I ain't, you know, it, you know what's bad when Stephen A. Smith leaves his politics to comment on how disappointing the Kings were.
Jesus. That was a terrible shirt. Out of blue.
He'll never mention the Kings again for like a year.
Remember when he said,
"Hey," he said, "He started naming guys on the team." He's like, "How does Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan? How do you do this?"
I guarantee he just learned that Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan were on the Kings right before he said that.
Remember when he didn't know De'Aaron Fox was good till after the playoff game?
Absolutely.
I gotta apologize
to that brother. I didn't know. Because you've never watched, Steve.
A lot of these national voices don't watch games past like 8 o'clock, like 9 o'clock Eastern. They just wake up and read a box score and go, oh, wow, that guy had a game.
You think Stephen A. saw the end of the game last night?
No. No.
I'm pretty sure he did not stay up, then turn back around. I don't know. I'm not like a first take watcher on the regular, so maybe I'm assuming he had the show this morning.
You got to stay up for that game, though. Even if you're on the East Coast, if you're first day, you got to stay up for that game. You just got to take the hit to be tired the next day. Like, that's something you have to watch in its entire. You can't find out the next
day. There probably becomes a certain point where you go, I can't go to sleep. Like, if the game ends in 12, it's whatever. It's a regular baseball game. It start like, once you get to, like, 16, 15, 16, that's where it's like, okay, now we're watching something different.
Right.
Yeah, one of my guys, buddies who lives in Philly, he called me around 10-something Pacific time. He was like, man, I got a 5 a.m. flight.
Oh.
I'm like, he might as well go ahead and stay up.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, by the time the game ended, he probably was on the way to the airport. I mean, yeah, that was something. I mean, two teams who both of you say, we can't get to the bullpen or else. The bullpens were just, I mean.
It's crazy.
Kershaw goes in with the bases loaded in 2 outs. And you know, I'm saying, dear God, don't let Clayton Kershaw's last appearance at Dodger Stadium be a grand slam in the World Series.
Oh, I had a tweet ready. Like, I'm like, no, tweet ready.
I was like, do not let Clayton go out like that. Don't let him come in the game and they just like, boom, get, yeah. So, but I mean, that Ohtani guy's pretty good, though. I think, you know, I think he has a chance to stick in the league, you know, if he just keeps working hard.
We just asked the question. Jesse just read off like his last home game stats, like seven. It was something absurd, so absurd I can't even remember it. But we're asking the question, who's putting up crazier numbers, Shohei or Wimby?
I say Shohei because it's the World Series at the postseason. You know, Wimby's putting up some sick numbers, but it's still October, and who really cares about October NBA basketball? Except Austin Reeves. But hey.
All right. That's the second Austin Reeves reference.
It's like the fourth.
You've got to settle down.
It's been more than two, you know. I'm just saying it's a little early in the year to start crying off free throws.
I mean, that was kind of egregious.
No, I mean, it was egregious how much they were fouling. You know, guys can't shoot free throws if you foul.
Somebody had pointed out his fouls on Twitter last night. I watched all his fouls. I think it was maybe like eight of them. Four of them weren't fouls. Like I counted fouls.
That's still a lot of fouling.
Yeah, but it's not to that amount. And this is the thing. And mind you, you know me, Jay. I don't ever complain about the refs. Like, and that's not why they lost. But you know they was on some BS when all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, the fouling dramatically changes. Like, oh, the Lakers can't get a foul, and all of a sudden the Kings are in a bonus with 9 minutes to go. So the game just changed that dramatically out of nowhere. No, y'all know that was wrong too. You guys are doing wrong on that one.
And the Kings did nothing with that.
That's fine. They're still incompetent. The refs are still incompetent. They ain't got nothing to do with that.
And I've said this for years about the NBA. Show me in the rule book that says fouls have to be equal. Free throws have to be equal. They don't have to be.
They don't have to be.
And based on the way the Kings play defense, they're going to have a lot of nights where the other team shoots a lot of free throws.
They don't even play defense. How are they fouling somebody?
Exactly.
They don't play defense. How are they fouling? They're not even close enough to foul somebody. They don't play defense. So, but here's what I say, Jason. This is what I said. I said it the other day.
Kings reach, Austin teaches.
I said this the other day. And this ain't even on no Kings Lakers. So this is just basketball. Like, in an NBA game like that, it's physical. They getting after it or whatever. I'm not saying, in this case, the Kings aren't fouling. But you can't tell me the Lakers with Marcus Smart, with Jared Vanderbilt, with Gabe Vincent.
Why Vanderbilt is straight?
Aren't there? You mean to tell me those physical defenders aren't fouling either? Well, like you can't tell me the Kings are and they're not.
Gabe didn't even finish the game. That's why he didn't give a bunch of fouls.
He was there in the first half. Once again, Marcus Smart ain't fouling.
Man, that man's a former defensive player of the year. He knows how to play defense without fouling. You know how guys like him and Caruso and, you know, the physical, those guys, you know, Lou Dort, those guys get a little like, okay, that's what he does. But yeah. You know, but that doesn't change the fact that
they figured because LeBron and Luka both weren't there, we'll just give Austin all of that treatment. We'll give him the LeBron.
Yeah, it was supposed
Luka
to be split
treatment.
Between you know, two, yeah. But they just you got know, it all.
That, explain to me how DeAndre Ayton had that game.
Well, there's only one explanation for that.
Well, we believe it or not, Jason, we have for about 2 days. We've explained how DeAndre Ayton has had that game and how it has to change.
I was actually watching football. I'm like, oh yeah, the game's on. Let me check out. I was like, what the hell? DeAndre Ayton is doing what?
Yeah, it was bad.
My first thought was Sabonis must still be out.
Nope.
And I'm like, oh, he's playing. I said, oh, it might be a long year. I said, I'm not going to jump to no crazy conclusions after four games, but yeah, it might be a long year in Sac.
What do you think about the Kings? How do I put this? So there, James Hamm and other people as well think like, no, we got to get back to putting the ball in Sabonis' hands and running everything through him. And my argument to that is, like, I understand what you're saying, but Sabonis feels like he's regressed offensively. And it's difficult if you're not Draymond Green and one of the best defenders in the history of the game to run the offense through a person that seems to be a non-factor with creating their own offense. But do you think you can still do that if you're the Kings, put the ball in Sabonis' hands and run things through him?
I think it's tough if he's going to be your number one guy. I just think that to run an offense like that, it's tough. Because to me, what made them work a few years ago was that the reality was Sabonis may have had the gaudier stats. De'Aaron was your best player. De'Aaron was your clutch guy. De'Aaron was the guy, we need to make something happen, you put the ball in his hands. You know, and then Malik and those guys played off of that. I don't know if how a team where Sabonis is the number one option and consistently that's the guy, how that works. He's a good big, but is he, say, I don't know. He's not Jokic, you know. He's not so impactful like that. Like, they can both put up similar numbers, but Jokic's, like, triple-double feels like it's way more impactful. Am I making sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it doesn't feel like if your game plan is going to be we're going to run it all through Sabonis, get ready to win 33 games. That's just the way I see it. I just don't – and it's tough because when I look at them, they're basically the Bulls from a few years ago, just older. It's like instead of Vucevic, it's Sabonis. You know, but you got – it's they're in that weird basketball purgatory. You don't have that young superstar on the way. Your older players aren't like elite, like top 10 talent. You know, your Sabonis, I would say, is a top 25 player. But you know in the NBA, if you're going to be a serious threat, you got to have two of those guys at least. Mm-hmm. And they don't have two of those guys. And so if your best player – say we say Sabonis is the number – if you're saying a borderline all-star, say he's number 22. You know, you look down the rest of the West, Steph and – you probably would say Steph and Jimmy's a higher-ranking combo than anything the Kings can counter with. Luka and Austin or whatever combo the Lakers want to do with their top two. Mm-hmm. If the Clippers are healthy with Hart, they just don't have that thing where you say that's the guy. They have three guys where if that guy was your number two, you're cooking. If your second option was Zach LaVine, when your third or your second option is Sabonis and your third is LaVine. You know, that's different. And they just don't have that guy. And I think part of it is it goes back to the previous front office where you just didn't get enough for De'Aaron. You just didn't get, you're just kind of in this weird space now where your veterans aren't superstars. They're good players. I think if you put DeMar, you put any of the guys on another team where they aren't the number one or two guy, they look great. But you're asking these guys to be up there, and I think they miss. I mean, as cold as it is, they miss De'Aaron. But that ship has sailed, and
they
miss.
I don't think they do.
Zach LaVine averaging 30 points a night.
Yeah, Zach LaVine is doing exactly what De'Aaron did last year when they got off to a rocky start. He's averaging 30 plus points. It's just they got to get like we've kind of centered this on Domas, and that's not really fair. But the reality is, he's the only one who can play tonight. Keegan's not here either, and Keegan is going to be a part of what they're doing. I don't know how big of a part. And the other guy, and this will be a discussion, like the other guy who's got things to figure out is Doug.
Mm. Yeah.
There are some players we don't need to see anymore or much more of. And I know he's searching, and I know he has been dealing with – I mean, they – Neek started, and then they lost him, like, immediately. He started night one, and then they lost him immediately. Isaac Jones was sick. Domantas Sabonis was out the opener. Keegan Murray's not due back for a handful, more of weeks. It's just like Doug has been dealing with a lot here, not just through training camp, but just in the first three games of the season.
And what's different for Doug is different when you step in and the staff is already there. They may not be your staff, but the staff has been together. This is a whole new operation. you know, it's his staff, but the same way players have chemistry and work together, coaching staffs have that. And this is a new group dealing with injuries, you know. So it's because even if all things work perfectly, they were going to have some struggles probably. But yeah, you got a rookie head coach. You got got some veteran guys on the bench, but it's still Doug's show, and so he's going to have to figure some stuff out. And I think a lot of we'll see how it goes. When Nekan gets back, Keegan gets back, but a lot of times, coaches in Doug's position where you're trying to we got to win games, you end up leaning on your vets because and so when they're at full strength, how much does Neek play? What do you obviously Keegan's going to play.
Yeah.
But then you've got that log jam of all those wings when Keegan, you got this log jam of wings. Then you're Doug. You got to tell someone, hey, you're just not going to play for a while. And I don't know who you tell that to, because I don't think you brought Russ in to not play.
Yeah, that's the
truth. Malik's still on the team. You got it. They're just a oddly constructed bunch. I got a lot of guys in that 6'3", 6'4", to 6'6", range.
And I think that's the thing I get hung up on. Maybe the construction, but they're not bad.
That's why it's weird. They're a video game team in some ways. You take the individual pieces, you go, this should be pretty fun. If you just take the individual pieces, yeah. But I think when you talk about how you make it work, that's where Doug's going to have to, that's going to be where Doug has to figure out, how do I make this work? With Schroeder running things, how was that different from what we've had before? And, how do you utilize Russell Westbrook? What's the best way to utilize him? Zach is still a dangerous scorer. He hasn't even played a full year with Sabonis. So, there's a lot to figure out. The problem is they play in a very tough conference that's going to be very unforgiving of them as they try to figure it out. And I would still also be shocked, though, if post-trading trade deadline in February, that this is the same team we're looking at.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When you talk about like some of the new components they have, whether it's a head coach, coaching staff, free agents, still trying to get acclimated to deals from last year, when you talk about LaVine and Sabonis, this year, what's a fair number of games to be able to truly assess what this team could be? And I didn't even mention Keegan Murray's hurt. But is it maybe 25 games, 30 games? Like, where in your mind is, after all the changes that they've gone through, is a fair assessment to say, all right, you guys should have it figured out by now, if you're ever going to figure it out?
I wouldn't say figure it out, but I think after about 20 or so, you know, if you've been relatively healthy, you have an idea of where you want to go and what you want to do. You know, you got to get, you know, that's why, even though I cracked joking all about it, I wouldn't get too overworked about three, four games. I mean, right now, if you go off of the early games, the Utah Jazz are something to fear. You know, and we all know that
happens every year.
Every year, the Utah Jazz come out in October like, oh yeah, we're going to contend for, you know, a top 10, top 8 spot, and then they go ahead and get disappointed in the lottery every year. So, I mean, I wouldn't put too much into it. A lot of times, and plus the way teams operate training camp and the preseason is so much different now. A lot of teams aren't playing their guys consistent minutes together, or they're mixing and matching, they're experimenting. It's hard, you know, so sometimes the first 5-10 games are basically extended preseason. I mean, it wasn't like they had a whole training camp with Russ.
Right.
You know, so all jokes aside, you know, and all that, I think you got to give it about 20 some odd games to get really situated, to get an idea of kind of what you like, what you don't like. And then the coach has to make a decision about, okay, these are going to be my 8-9 guys. And you guys have to be with, as they always say, you know, just stay ready.
20 some odd games, close to 20 games. And then Keegan Murray will be returning and you got to make another adjustment.
Yeah. So, I mean, it, you know, but I think a player like Keegan, he's kind of a guy who should be able to, no matter what you're doing, but just kind of blend in, so to speak. I mean, you're not going to completely change what you do and start running everything for Keegan, is what I mean by that. Not that he's not vital, but you're not talking about our leading scorer is coming back. We got to revamp the offense because, you know, he's back. So, and because Keegan's played with, you know, Sabonis, you know, pretty much his whole career.
Yeah.
You know, he's played with Malik. You know, you would hope that he wouldn't have that, you know, saying it would be a little easier for him to kind of join the fray and get, you know, and get, and kind of hopefully find a groove sooner than later.
Yeah. And what is a groove with Keon or with Keegan, excuse me? Like, is it the rookie Keegan, or is it like some just slightly better version than what we've seen the last 2 years?
I don't know. I think it's more like the latter. I just think, you know, remember a couple of years ago, I kept saying, if you can get a star for him, you sell while he's hot. And now we're like, he kind of, a lot of times I think we get seduced by a good rookie year. And we just kind of naturally assume, well, if he did this his rookie year, he should go boom, boom, boom. And then by year four, he should be getting 20 and whatever. And sometimes the guy just had a good rookie year. And I think we have more evidence of him as the more recent version than the rookie version. I think that first year was just that. so many things went right that year for the Kings overall. Like, they like had no injuries. Like, nothing major. I mean, everything went right. And I just, you know, it was almost like a meteor. Just like, you almost will never see that again. And now you got to really figure out, you know, hey, how are you going to make this thing work now? Because that version of the team is gone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, you know, that's not coming back. And it's crazy. It was only, what, two and a half years ago.
Life comes at you fast. Yeah.
Man, but it feels like it was 10 years ago. That was the 23 playoffs. That wasn't like 25. It feels like it was, you know, like so long ago.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like Keegan is way older than he actually is.
Well, he is kind of old. Like, he's not a 21-year-old who just signed his rookie extension. Like, he's.
Yeah. But he's not a 21-year-old, but it feels like he's been around. He ain't been around that long, but it feels like he's been around a long time.
Right.
Feels like 2023 was like 10 years ago. What the Kings have dealt with since then. I mean, I wouldn't have guessed within 2 years of that playoff run, the coach would be gone, De'Aaron would be gone. I mean, it's a whole different, a complete reset. And I think if you're a Kings fan, got a lot of reason to be like, what's going on here? I mean, they have a new, De'Aaron's gone, new GM, coach gone. I mean, Mike Brown coaches the Knicks. I would have never been like, yeah, in 2 years, Mike Brown coaching the Knicks. Yeah, I would never guess that. Yeah, it's some fun times, but the good news, it is baseball season, so we can always enjoy that.
Oh, gosh. Where's Rob Manfred when you need him? Lock them out.
Wow.
Do it now.
Wow. Hey, but at least you had a good football weekend, though, Kenny, right?
Oh, Jason. That was just
mean. I had a good one. The Raiders didn't play at all.
How about your football life? How has that been? It's been good?
I don't care. It's baseball season. I don't care. The Raiders signed Tyler Lockett. Y'all better stop talking. They're going to find every former Seahawk. I mean, how do you request to get released from Tennessee and go to the Raiders? Oh, my God. Well,
to be fair, they beat Tennessee.
I'm trying to get a better situation. Like, the Raiders? How bad is it in Tennessee? Well, I was never a big Cam Ward fan. I was never like, wow, that guy, that's a franchise guy. I mean, I've been wrong. I just wasn't sold on him like that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of a weak quarterback draft if he was the number one quarterback. But, yeah, that's – yeah, when I watched that game in Vegas in person, I'm like, this dude just drops the ball if you, like, breathe on him.
We speculate. He's scared. Like, he thinks about it now.
Yeah.
Like, he's turned the ball over so many times that, like, I think he thinks about turning the ball over.
Yeah, because, I mean, he'll, like, get the ball and just drop back and, like, boo, take the ball. Mm. Yeah, but that cracked me up. I'm like, my man got out of maybe he likes Vegas. I mean, I came front on that. You've got to live in that. Well, Nashville's a cool place to live. I mean, I have friends who live in Nashville. It's a cool city, but yeah, it's not Vegas. It's
cool.
You know, I'm trying to think who else from the Legion of Boom or whoever from that team is, you know.
Earl Thomas out there. Get Cam Chancellor out there.
Man, my man going to get Richard Sherman from the Prime, from Amazon Prime, and put him in corner.
We saw the Chiefs get a win last night. Is that division theirs again? Is that AFC West the Chiefs again?
I've always said it where it's theirs until someone takes it from them.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like I said, that man, I said, Patrick Mahomes made a deal with the devil many years ago. And that is his division until that deal with the devil expires. I don't care what Denver does. I don't care what Justin Herbert and Harbaugh do. You're going to have to deal with Patrick Mahomes at some point. And now he's got his receivers back. Yeah. I that's their division until Mahomes says otherwise. I mean, I think in terms of a division, he's going to be on one of those Brady type runs that he had with the AFC East where it was always just penciled the Patriots in first place. I can't see, say, Denver beating them twice this year. I just don't see it. You know, I don't know when they play them, but Sertan's out too. You know, if you got if they got to play them without the best corner arguably in football, you don't think Mahomes is going to figure that out? You know, him between him and Andy Reid. So yeah, you know, us Raider folk are already looking at, you know, maybe Mendoza might be our next quarterback. We're already looking forward to the future. You know, looking at Mendoza. You know, watching college football for those reasons, but the rest of the AFC West, they got to deal with KC.
Little breaking news here.
Okay.
The 49ers have made a trade.
Uh-oh.
To get Keon White from the New England Patriots, defensive end. 5 sacks with the Patriots last year. 0 sacks so far this year. In return, New England gets a 2026 sixth round pick. And, yeah, a 7th round pick as well.
Sean McVay is scared now. Matthew Stafford's like, uh-oh, we got a problem here.
You get Keon White over here with the Niners. You know what we do when he gets into the culture, when he gets into the system.
Below a 4th quarter lead.
Jason.
No, what the hell is Lockett going to do?
He's going to be on the strip. I don't know.
Jason's not even acknowledging the Raiders' existence until baseball season is over.
Right now, man. We got a baseball game in about a. Baseball game just ended 30 minutes ago.
That is crazy.
Doubleheader.
They're about to have a game 4 here in a heartbeat.
That's crazy. I don't know how Toronto recovers.
Damn, how long y'all play? We got. Y'all better be back here at 3 o'clock.
I don't know how Toronto recovers today. I hope
that was going to be tough for whoever lost that game. I thought whoever lost that's tough because both teams had all these crazy chances and some of the throws. I mean, both teams had a guy thrown out at the plate. Mm. Both teams had a guy thrown out at third. I mean, there were some amazing plays both ways. I mean, and also just from like with their bullpens, I'm pretty sure neither manager expects their bullpen to do what it did last night again.
Yeah, how do you even manage that? Would you guys have 10 pitchers out there?
10, yeah, 10 pitchers and they use 9. Yeah, well, there were like 37 runners stranded. I mean, Ohtani reached base 9 times.
That's crazy. Yeah.
After that last home run, they're just like, we're going to walk him no matter what. And then when they let him bat, they really just intentionally walked him.
As they shouldn't even have done that. I was watching when he came up and the catcher gets in the crouch. I said, what? If you don't put the 4 fingers up, then walk. And then they did the intentional walk. And it's like, bro, that's not good enough, man. Just put them on. Don't even mess around.
Like, he wasn't going to chase anything, you know. Yeah, and that's why if you're like the Philadelphia Phillies, you're sick. You're like, we got like the worst version of him at the plate. And the Brewers got the worst version of him for 3 games. Mm. And they didn't. And they mustered between those 2 teams 1 win. Mm. Yeah, that Ohtani's something special.
I saw a post just now. I wanted to remind people. Barry Bonds in 2004, he reached base 376 times in 373 at-bats. Don't ask me how, but it happened.
Say that again?
He reached base 376 times in 373 at-bats.
That's a lot of walks. That's a lot of plate appearances.
That's crazy.
So why are we talking about that when there's a World Series going on? No one cares about what Barry did 21 years ago.
We always care about what the GOAT is doing.
Not really. Not when the current GOAT is out there doing what he's doing.
That's the best way I've heard it said. He is the current GOAT. He is the best player in baseball.
He's going to pitch today. That's how insane that is. He's going to start today. He's like, what did you do last night? Reach base 9 times, 2 home runs, 2 doubles.
He shouldn't see another pitch in this series. He should not.
Somebody's gonna mess up. Somebody. I think at this point, the way he's hitting, they should consider the first inning like you're starting with a man on first.
Just
because you can't put the ball anywhere near him, not right now, you know. And then if they could actually get the bottom of that lineup to turn, you know, get that lineup turned over quicker, you know. You got to get Ohtani at bat, men on base.
Oh my gosh, this guy hits every inning, every time. Do up. Ohtani's in the hole. Bro, what? He just got walked two batters ago.
He was bad again. He just was, but last night it felt like everybody just – I was like, I don't want to see Vladimir Guerrero Jr. again.
He never got up to the plate. I said, when is Vlad? They skipped him one time.
No, what happened was my man got thrown out at third.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I mean there was so much crazy. Those two balls by the Dodgers that died in the air. It was like
I thought Will Smith, Teoscar, I thought he ended it like in the
15th. Yeah, Will thought he ended it. That's why I was like with Freddie. I'm like, nah.
Well, I have great news for everybody. We have to end this conversation because I think we're going to the game here. We got more World Series coverage on the way here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos Blue Jays. Oh, Canada.
Hey, Kenny, yours is on the mail. I got you one. I'm sending it to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,